Well, the East Londonderry MP, Gregory Campbell, listening to that this morning. What's your reaction, Gregory?
Well, Stephen, this is very, very serious news indeed. You know, we've got used to near things in the past few months. We've got used to the police coming across and intervening and intercepting devices in the past month or two. But let's not ensure that this passes without the most serious comment possible. This could have been multiple deaths. If these devices had worked last night, there could have been dozens of people murdered, because each of the police stations in Londonderry is located in very built-up areas. These devices are notoriously unreliable. It is impossible for these devices to be accurate, to pinpoint their target. And even if it were, it would still be equally unacceptable. So this was excellent police work. Hopefully it was built on information that they received. And hopefully, you know, whatever needs to happen now in terms of court appearances and convictions must occur. But this is a very, very serious development indeed.
Because, Gregory, as we were hearing from our reporter Eve Blair there, and we're going to be speaking to the PSNI in just a second or two, when we learn from Eve that the roof had already been cut out of this van, these people were ready to go.
Yes, you know, and I don't want to speculate on what the target was, but where the van and the device was stopped was within 5 minutes driving time of a major police station, probably within 10 minutes of three police stations. So we were probably 10 minutes away from a disaster last night. You know, and I think the wider community now, hopefully will get the message, if they didn't get it before, they'll get the message now that action needs to be taken against these people. You know, this doesn't work. It didn't work in the past. Hopefully the police action has prevented it, not just last night, but in the future. And the entire community needs to rally around and give as much information as they can to the police on all future occasions, because we were that close to a really, really bad night last night in Londonderry.
And spell out what you mean by that, just to bring this message home, Gregory. A really bad night means what?
Well, if we know, and I know from what I've heard, that these four mortars were, as your reporter just said, ready to go. They were ready to fire. That means, had they reached their intended target, which they obviously were very close to doing last night, there could well have been multiple casualties. There could have been dozens of people killed, with four mortars going off in very close proximity, aimed at a police station, but possibly landing in homes, in restaurants, in pubs around the city centre. There could have been and would have been multiple casualties and deaths as a result of the actions of a small number of people last night. Thankfully, excellent police work, hopefully built on good information from the community, has thwarted that. And that needs to be the watchword from here on in.